Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to
our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia. Good evening to our new partners, Germany, Guten Tag. Good evening. Good evening, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Puerto Rico. Good evening, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, and good evening to the Caribbean island chain. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it, praise God. For I sought the Lord, and he heard my cry, and delivered me from all of mine enemies. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Good evening, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Good evening, Pastor Smith. God bless you also. Father God, in the name of Jesus, first I give you honor who is the head of my life, and to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, to Pastor Smith, Sister Smith, Pastor Carolyn, Mother Helen, and everyone in the ADM ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once more, humbless we know how. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we come just thanking you just for another day. How you took care of us, God, even through the snow and through the storm, God. You get us to our destiny saved and our destiny back in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you. We thank you this day, God. Oh, God, we lift up every seat and Shetty in person that it is. We lift up Sister Wonder and her Maria family right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you continue to strengthen her like never before, God. Continue to encourage her in the name of Jesus, her and her family. Oh, God, we just thank you. Oh, God, we thank you how you're healing, though, God, in these last and evil days, God. We thank you like never before, God. Oh, God, continue to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, God. Continue to let us push like never before, God. Oh, God, don't even let us think that we can't even push, that we can't make it, because we can. We can make it in Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we thank you this day, God. Oh, God, let the Redeemer say yes. In the name of Jesus, continue, God. Lead us and guide us into our truth. Lead us and guide our footsteps, God. Don't let us go anywhere that we don't need to be going, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let us continue to humble ourselves like never before. Yield to Kodoboshe to you, God, like never before. Let us continue to cry out. God, don't let us give up. We bind up that giving up spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. It's no time to give up. It's time to keep pushing, keep going on in the name of Jesus. We realize trials and tribulation may come our way, God. Oh, but we realize when they come, it's only to make us strong. It's to make us strong soldiers in you, God, that hold our heads up no matter what we're going through, and still give you the victory and the glory, God. Still calling on the name of Jesus. Continue to have our faith laid out, God, and anchor in you, Jesus. Oh, God, continue to anchor us in you, God. Everything is not like you, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over today, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over virus, over colds in the name of Jesus, God. We speak today. We are here, God. We are in good health in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we thank you today. Oh, God, we glorify your name, God. We can't help but to say thank you, God. We lift up Odoboche, God. Every medic, Odoboche, in Jesus, God. Every leader that is in God today, God. We pray, God, that you continue to strengthen them, God. Continue to keep them up on the wall, God. Don't let them come down, but, God, let them continue to cry out. He got a bow shake out. Let him continue to cry out, God, in this simple place that we're in right now, this temple word. God, we realize this is not our home. God, we thank you for what you're doing, God. Sometimes we may not understand everything, God, but we know by and by we will understand, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Only thing we know is to call upon your name, God. Oh, God, let us continue this. Set in you, God. Love on you, God. Talk to you, God. Let us pour out everything that's troubling us, because we realize whatever concerning us, it concerns you also. Oh, God, today, God, let us continue to love one another, God, like you would have us to do, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you today. We thank you, God. Oh, we speak in the atmosphere today. It is well in the name of Jesus. No matter what we're going through, yet it is well in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we bind up everything is not like you, God. Everything is not like you, God. Even through the phone, we speak peace, love and a sound mind in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, as we on the phone, God. Oh, God, we ask that you go through the sound of the vocal, God. Fire shadow, God. Let your fire shoot out like never before, God. Oh, give up the mind that stayed on you, God. You said in your word, we kept our mind stayed on you. You shall give us perfect peace, God. We thank you for your perfect peace today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift every child up that it is in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to shield and protect them, God. And bring them up to be holy, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled children in the name of Jesus, so they can run and tell somebody else about Jesus, so they can run and tell the goodness of Jesus, what they have did for them and their family, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord. These things we ask today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. God, we thank you. Yes, Lord, we praise you. We glorify and magnify your name, Lord God. For you, the only wise God we know, true in majesty, Lord God. And Holy Spirit, we ask that you come in the midst right now. Come in the midst and bless your people, Lord God. God, we're here at the altar. Lord, we're here at the altar, Lord God. God, and we're pleading, Lord God, with you, Father God, to take everything off of our shoulders that we can't bear. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Take it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Turn it around, Lord God. Oh, work it out for our good right now. In the name of Jesus. Touch every situation, every circumstance, every trial, every tribulation, Lord God. Oh, Father God, take us through. Lord God, that we may come closer to you. Lord, as we see your face on today, glory, hallelujah. Father God, we can honor you and we can praise you, Lord God. The only wise God we know, true and majesty. God, we can't do it without you, oh God. So God, as the mother prays the prayer, Lord God, to cover all areas, Lord God. Father God, see fit right now. To stir up, Lord God, the waters, and to stir up the atmosphere, Lord God. Father God, and come and send your Holy Ghost to attend and attend to us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, have your way. God, have your way. God, as we come to the altar, God, have your way, Lord God, in creating us, Lord God. That clean heart, Lord God, that we will not sin against you, O God, but that we can praise you. We can honor you. Father God, we can glorify your holy name.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Right now, on today, Lord God, we need a renewing, a refreshing right now, Lord God. Come in, Holy Spirit, like a breath of fresh air upon each and every one of us, O God. No matter where we are, Father God, around this globe, in this world, Lord God, send your Holy Spirit right now touch.
Yes, Lord.
Heal, deliver, and set free. Save in the name of Jesus. God, move right now. And we know only you can move, Lord God. God, you can do anything but fail. And so, Father, as we lay it all at the altar, Father God, that you pick it up, Lord God, and that you work it out for our good. So, Lord, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you thanks. We give it to you all, Lord God. We surrender all right now, Lord God. We surrender all. Holy Spirit, you have access. Come in the midst. Oh, glory, Yoruba Shanda. Come in the midst. Right now, Lord God. Change us, Lord. Renew us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. God, do it right now, Lord God. Oh, glory be to God. Position us, Lord God. Position us, Lord God. And allow us, Lord God, so that we can be used by you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. Glory be to God. Have your way right now. And we're going to give you thanks. And we're going to give you praise here, Robo Sanda. Hey, glory, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Because you deserve it all. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the prayer. We thank you for listening and having an attentive ear, Father, and hearing, Lord God, our hearts cry. So, God, we thank you for fixing it. We thank you for turning it around. We thank you for making it whole. We thank you for making it complete. We thank you, Lord God, for anointing it. We thank you, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit coming in. We thank you, Lord God, for overflowing right now. Your favor, your blessings, your healing, miracles, signs, and wonders right now. In Jesus' name, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you thanks. And we give you praise in the name of Jesus. So have your way, Lord God. Have your way right now. And we thank you, Lord. So move right now, Holy Spirit. Take full control of everything right now. You have full control. You have full access. Oh, glory be to God. And God, we just pour our heart out to you right now. Because we know, Lord God, that you love us. And you care for us. And you wish, Lord God, above all things, that we will prosper and be in good health as our soul prosper, Lord God. So we thank you. And we praise the Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your way in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood, praise God, that was shed on Calvary's cross for our sins. And we thank you for change us, Lord. Renew us. Transform us in the name of Jesus. And then keep us, Lord, as we want to be kept in the name of Jesus. And God, we praise you. And God, we thank you. Right
thank
now,
you,
Lord, we just surrender all to you that you have your way, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, thank God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. For the Holy Spirit. And at this time, praise God. Praise God. We're going to have our own prophetess. Amen. Our own prophetess, Pastel. Come
Amen.
And break the bread of life with us on tonight. Amen.
Amen.
And so at this time, we turn over to you and let her take the wheel, Prophetess Pastel. God bless you.
God bless you. Good night, everybody. Bless the Lord. I give God praise for my time here. I thank God for his presence. Amen. I bless the Lord. First, in respect to God Almighty, I give respect to my apostle, Apostle Spencer, First Lady Lakeisha. I thank God for you, each and every one of you in your rightful place. You, Pastor Smith, Sister Smith, Mother Jackson, everybody in their rightful place, and our loved ones across the airways. I come to encourage everyone tonight and come to give God the praise for what he is doing in our lives. I thank God for his mighty acts of love and kindness. I just been to give boast in the Lord, for he is indeed the head of our lives, and he's indeed the one that has the last say. I just want to encourage, I want to just talk about a goodie, but an oldie, but a goodie. I want to bring my text from Job, hallelujah, chapter 1. I want to talk about faith and how we must guard our faith, hallelujah. Yes, it's something that we should preach in and out of season. It is never too much of encouraging the saints to keep holding their faith in spite of what's going on around us. We must continue to hold our faith. Even though we hear about the story of Job day in and day out, we have to remind ourselves that this is something that God wants us to understand and to get, that we must hold our faith in spite of what happens. We must continue to stand and fear not what happens around us, you know. And I'm going to read a few scriptures so we can understand and grasp the knowledge and revelation of this story of Job that could never, hallelujah, lose, you know, its purpose. And let me read from verse 6, chapter 1 and verse 6. Now the day came when the Son of the True God, the Son of the True God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence thou come? And then Satan answered the Lord, from going to and fro the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? And that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man. Some Bibles have a different word. Some Bibles said that he is righteous. Hallelujah. This particular scripture says perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and eschews evil. Some people have shunned evil, the same thing. Then in verse 9, then Satan answered the Lord and said, do Job fear God? Here's Satan now questioning God, saying, well, does he fear you? He has no he has a reason not to fear you. In verse 10, Satan said, has not thou made a hedge around him and about his house and about all he hath? And every side thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance increased in the land. This is the reason why he don't fear you. Now let's keep in mind that Satan is the slanderer. He is the accuser of the brethren. And he is now telling God, the reason why Job does not fear you, the reason why God fails you, the reason why he is upright and perfect, is because you have blessed his hands. This is Satan telling the mouth of Jehovah why Job fears him, why he is living a life that is upright and pleasing. In spite of what came out of the mouth of God, Satan the slanderer, the accuser of the brethren, him that slanders and opposes everything out of the mouth of God, him, he is the vile thing. He has come up and said and brought a reproach, a charge on the very thing that God has spoken over. Yes, God himself has said to Satan, yes, he is upright. But here is Satan hearing these very words and still come forth with a charge against Job and said, he only loves you because what you do for him, bears you and serve you because you have blessed him. He loves everything about you because you have made him, you have made him a dignitary among men. You have given him everything that his heart desired. You have blessed his wife. You have blessed his lineage, because who would not love you if you blessed him? Here's Satan bringing a charge against a righteous man and saying about the righteous man, he does not love you. He loves what you can do for him, what you've done for him. Hallelujah. And that's how Satan works. He is a slanderer. He is the accuser of the brethren. He accuses. He not only accuses us, but he accuses God to us. He said that God will not keep his word. He will not heal you. No, he will not deliver you. Yes, God tells us that he is a deliverer and he is a healer, but Satan is the accuser of the brethren. He is a liar and the truth is not. Let's go down to verse 11. But Satan said to God, but put forth thy hand now and touch all that he hath, and see if he will not curse you. In other words, Satan got personal. He will not only curse you, but curse you to your face. That's what he said to God. In verse 12, the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. In other words, everything that he has is in your hands then. And upon him you shall put thine hand, meaning you will not put your hand upon him, but you will touch anything else. Hallelujah. and see, if Satan had understand, I thank God that Satan did not understand what God is saying, because if Satan had understand what God was saying about Job, he would not even went that way and touch Job, because God described Job. He described his character. He described his heart. He never mentioned anything about his possessions or his substance or the things that he has blessed him with. But Satan brought that to God. God did not bring that to Satan. God said, and I'm going to go back to verse 8. He said, "Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, not in the land, not in the region, not in his town, but on the earth. He is perfect." Here's God describing the heart of a man. He said, upright, one that fears him. How do you know that he describes Satan, Job's heart? Because he says that he fears God. And he shuns, for you to shun evil, you have to love God, fear him. He is talking about the heart of Job. So if Satan had understand what God was saying, he would have understood this was already a fixed fight. But he didn't understand that, because he is the accuser of the brethren. He is a vile thing. So he is clouded by evil. He will not understand the works of the Lord's hand. And he is a man that brings confusion. And everywhere Satan goes, he tries to stir up evil and confusion. And here is God describing the works, who Job is. And Satan should have known that this is a fixed fight, no matter if you go up against who God had described was upright. You should have known that he was going to lose this fight. But he went away. Amen. And I thank God that he went, because God got the glory in this. And Satan went ahead and he touched everything that was Job's, every possession, everything. Mm-hmm. He touched his family. He touched his children. He killed off everything. Destroyed and stole everything that belongs to Job. In fact, he even touched Job's character. They were calling Job a man that did evil before the Lord. He destroyed and slandered his character, even to his wife. People say, well, he didn't touch Job's wife. Yes, he did. He touched her heart. She turned around and she told Job, and she said, curse God and die.
Yes.
Even when people, when around you, when even our close ones who we think and esteem highly, when they lose their faith, you must remember to keep our faith. And Job kept his faith. Even when everybody around him lost their faith and their faith failed them, he kept his faith with God. Because God already knew his end before his beginning. See, Job was already predestined before the time, before eons was neons. Job walked his life, and the story of Job was predestined before the wombs. And the Lord already knew that Satan would have come up against Job, and he designed Job like how he wanted him to be. He said, Job is an upright man. He fears me. And see, Job loved God in spite of what God might have done for him. Job was testing his, and you have to be careful when people are tested. We are tested in the midst of it. And Job's friends walked around him, and they taunted him, and they said, Job, confess your evil. And Job said, I did no evil. I was an upright man. I served my community. I blessed them that were hurting. I took the poor out of the pit. I did great. I did great. And he started to lament, because not even his friends, his close ones, nor his wife was there to stand with him. He had to stand all by himself. Sometimes even the great among us need encouragement, need to keep our faith, need to be encouraged and reminded that this walk is not easy, no matter how great you are, no matter who you are. Remember that this walk is not easy. The Bible says in James 5 and 11, behold, we count them happy which endure.
Yeah.
Why use the word endure? Because the walk is not easy. Our loved ones will cross us away and throw in the towel. We will see, we will get trials and fights even among us, our loved ones, in our homes, places where we least expect to fight. We still got to hold our faith.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, glory be to God. When our best friends walk away, they fail us, we still got to hold our faith. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Yes.
And Job was in a position where he had done such great things on the land, because God has given him the provision too. But yet still, when everything was taken from him, everybody came around and said, you had done evil. Yet they have no proof of it. But because he was afflicted,
Glory be God. They speak like affliction means evil. Hallelujah. But I thank God. It is good. Psalms 119 said, it is good that I have been afflicted, Shababakosa, so that I may learn your regulations, Lord. How would he get the glory if you had not been afflicted? How was the wine fine if it had not been pressed? Glory be to God. Glory. How was the diamond beautiful if it had not been in a place of torment? Hallelujah. If it had not been grind and pressured, how would it get its shine if gold was not heated in the fiery? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But I give God praise. For every affliction and every tribulation, glory be to God. We go to chapter 38 in the book of Job, and the Lord himself had to come down in all his glory as Job began to lament, as he began to curse the very day of his existence. He cursed the day his mother conceived him, blessed be the Lord. He was dismayed, hallelujah. He had lost all his children. Them he had watched suckle on his wife's breast. Them he had watched take their first step. They were slaughtered. Imagine the feeling and the afflicted and the breaking and the brokenness that Job had felt. Him, yes, who had blamelessly had no accusing, no accusation, but yet look what he went through. He was broken. Even his very health was failing him. And he began to lament. Yes, even the great Job lament and cried and cursed the day that he was born. But Jehovah in all his wonders had to step down in chapter 38. And he said, who is this? Who is obscuring my counsel? Glory be to God. In other words, who is talking confusing things and speaking without knowledge? He said to Job, he said, brace yourself, please, like a man. I will question you and you will inform me. Where were you when I founded the earth? Tell me, Job, if you think you understand me, in other words, who set its measurements in case you know, or who stretched a measurement in line? And meaning, he's saying, who designed and counted the measurement of this world? Hallelujah. God was talking about how he created the very firmament of this world. He said, into what was a pedestal a sunk, or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars joyfully cried out together, in other words, hallelujah, as he displayed the constellation, hallelujah. Were you there, Job? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, and all the sons of God began to shout and applaud. Were you there, Job? Hallelujah. As the angels shout and applaud, as I made an earth out of nothing, as I call nothing. Hallelujah. I made something out of void. He said, do you understand? You're talking and you're lamenting. Yes, but you serve a good God. Where is your faith, Job? I'm a great God. I made everything, and everything is because of me. Hallelujah. He's telling Job, in spite of what you're going through, your day of adversary, your day of affliction is no better than the day of your triumph. Each day I create, and each day you should give praise. Hallelujah. No matter what your affliction may look like, I am still recovering God, and I deserve the praise when your body is walking in pain, even when your loved ones walk away from you, even though your friends slander your name. Job, I am giving you great things. I am still in control. I am still God, and there is none like me upon the universe. See, I have made the constellation. He says, look around you, Job. Look at the wonders of my hand, Job. Do not lose your fear, Job. Do not lose your faith, Job. Hold on to your faith, Job. Hallelujah. I'm a great God. Hallelujah. I am the God that knows all things, Job. Hold your faith, Job. I make every day, and every day I shall get the glory because I am sovereign. Your day of affliction and your day of triumph, I still glory. I made them all. I am the creator. He said, if you look down, he said, I call forth the morning and I tell the sun and the moon when to start. Hallelujah. He is saying that all things is because of me. Glory be to God. I can give and I can take away. Yes, pain is rocking your body. Yes, the enemy say that you serve a God who say he heals, but yet you're not healed. You serve a God who said he provides, but you're not having any provisions. You don't have finances. You don't have any family. You serve a God that he said he will do all things and all things because of him, but yet you still can't get out of your circumstances. You still can't get out of your way. God said, do not listen to the accuser. Do not listen to the slanderer. Do not listen to him. For I am a now God. Of what you're going through tonight, no matter what the enemy and the accuser of the brother is telling you, he's saying to lose faith. Do not lose faith. Do not lose faith. Continue to tell God that he is a healer. Even if you have not been healed, continue to tell God, I thank you, Lord, for you are a healer. Even if the brain doesn't look right, Tell God that he is wonderful and he is the creator of all things. Because when everything is said and done, Job had to love God when there was nothing to trace God. When he had nothing to find God, he had to love God in spite of his nothingness. When there was nothing to prove that there was a God, Job had to love him.
Yeah.
We got to love God. We're looking for a generation that would love him in spite of what he does. In spite of your possessions, in spite of your accolades, hallelujah, in spite of your beautiful tongues, hallelujah, in spite of all that you can, he said, love me, love me more than you and your job, love me more than your possessions, hallelujah, love me more than your very life, glory be to God. Job proved that he loved God more than his very life. He loved him more than his wife, hallelujah. We got to love God more than the things and the people that we have around us. When our their faith, we must continue to hold faith, no matter who comes and who goes, no matter who encourages you, continue to hold your faith, for these are perilous times. The enemy has come to roaring like a lion, he has had an enemy, he has the kingdom against kingdoms, nations against nations. When you see the sky split, hold your faith, Jesus, no matter what you see comes in the way, no matter how much arrows fly by, hold your faith. If your children walk away, hold your faith. If death has come to the doorway and taken your loved one, hold your faith. For God said that he is greater than anything. Hallelujah. I am the one that called the morning and tell the stars where to guide. Hallelujah. I am the morning star, said the Lord. I am everything that you need. And everything is because of me. Who can search the things of this world? Who can find me in the things of this world? How wonderful. Hallelujah. I thank God for who he is. I'm encouraged tonight. I am encouraged. I am encouraged to press. No matter how much the pain rocks my body, no matter how much it looks, no matter what the enemy is telling me, Jesus, hallelujah, because I have a place with God, I have a home, Jesus, yes, in glory, Jesus, I will continue to walk by faith and not by sight, glory be to God, I am a conqueror, we are conquerors in the Lord, Jesus, he will give us strength where we are weak, hallelujah. Yes, he is a good God. And you know that Job, hallelujah, even as a thief, when the Bible says in Proverbs, when a thief is caught, he has to pay seven times, hallelujah. And empty out his household to repay what he has stolen. Hallelujah. What thing would you think God would do for his people? He will overflow. He will heal, deliver, and set free. We just have to endure. Like good soldiers do. We got to continue this race. Hallelujah. We must not complain. We must not get weary. We must not get arrogant and lay down and say we are defeated. We must say, for God I live and for God I will die. If no man stands with me, I will stand with you. I will seek you in the morning hours. Even if my health may say that it's failing. I will continue to lift up my eyes to him that cometh my strength. My strength cometh from the Lord. He is a keeper and a restorer. Yes, he's a restorer. Hallelujah. I thank God. We were afflicted, but only for a season. Only for a season, Shabbat. We'll be afflicted, but we know that joy comes in the morning, Jesus. Step down off of his high throne and remind Job who he serves and who he is. He has reminded Job that I am everything, and everything is because of me. I can take it and I can give it back. I can give you anything that you ask for because I am a great God. I fear not tomorrow and fear not today. I lay down that I hope that my work is not in vain, that I live a life that is pleasing, not to man, but to God. For man will fail you, Shababakosa. They will say all evil against you, but I know a man that I am. He is like no other, Shababakoya. If I was to lose or gain some weight, he ain't going to leave me behind. No matter what comes or go, he will keep me. When riches leave and fail, God stays. Friends will leave, but God will stay. Hallelujah. Don't put your faith in man. Put your faith in God. God, your faith in the name of Jesus. Some of our greatest fights are in our homes. Do not question God. I need to question God. I used to go in prayer and literally have a talking question or debate with my God, and he had to correct me. Do you believe you are? You are mine. Do you know who I am? Do you know where I am? Do you know how I made the earth? He had to correct me. He had to correct us.
Amen.
We are children of the living God. We will stand firm no matter what comes. We must hold our faith from the slanderer, the accuser of the brethren, whom is jealous of the living God's creation, who is jealous. He is coming to seek, kill, and destroy. And the will of God, the body of Christ, is a target. It's a target because the time is drawing now. The harvest is a target. The enemy is a he's a cunning hunter. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Even the elite, Lord, at the end of these days, even the elite will lose its faith. Them that's supposed to hold their faith will lose their faith. We will not lose our faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's what sets us aside from the world.
Yes.
It's what keeps us when we have put our children or our loved ones in the grave. We must continue to say, God, I trust that one day this too will pass. For death, you say, will lose its sting. Shababakosa. Rababakosa. You said there's a place, Hikababakosa, where we will know no pain. Shababakoya. Rababakosa. Where even though, hallelujah, we might not be accepted in some places. Oh, God, but I am accepted in the kingdom of God. I just thank God tonight.
Yes.
And I hope you guys are encouraged. Hallelujah. Do not lose your faith. Shababakoya. Do not lose your faith. Do not lose courage. Shababakoya. But keep your faith in the Lord.
Will you keep your faith in him? Do you realize who God is? The Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. Praise God.
Amen.
Where's your faith? Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Glory to God. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Brother James Cleveland used to sing that song. Where is your faith in God? Amen.
Amen.
But if it has
Amen.
To be questioned, Amen.
Yes, it does.
We need to check ourselves. If your faith has to be questioned, whether you have faith or not in God, praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. When we think that we have it, when we think that we're doing all that we can do, we got to go back to the drawing board and think again.
Amen.
Who can construct the mind of God? So where is our faith? Who do we have our faith in? Praise God. Is it really in the Lord thy God? Or is it in things, people?
Amen.
Praise God.
Oh, glory.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Powerful,
Jesus.
Rich message. Praise God.
It's the word.
Oh,
yes,
glory
the
be
word.
To God. Powerful prophetess. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sometimes we have to go back and take self inventory. Amen.
Amen.
And make sure, praise God, that we're in alignment and that the things of God in our life is lining up. Praise God.
Amen.
And we believe that God will do what He said He'll do. Amen.
Yeah, Jesus.
Amen.
Faith. Amen.
Faith.
Thanks.
Hallelujah.
New grain of mustard seed faith.
Amen.
Can carry us a long way.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Praise God. Keep your faith in God.
Yes, Jesus.
Don't lose it.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hey,
if you need some
God.
More, go back to God. Go back down to Nebon Valley. Say, Lord, increase my faith.
Yes.
Glory,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Jesus. Amen.
Amen. just like wisdom.
Yes.
He'll give
it. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Unbraided and liberally. Liberally. Amen. Means he won't hold nothing back. He'll just pour it out on you.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen.
That one was for me. I don't know about you, but that one was for me. Praise God.
Amen.
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 On faith,
yes.
We can say ouch each and every day. Ouch.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we should always aim everything that we do on our faith in God. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, bless his holy name.
Yes.
Oh, bless his holy name. Amen.
Yes.
Well, I didn't do it at the beginning, praise God, but giving honor to Christ who's ahead of my life. Amen. To my wife. Amen. To my pastors. Amen. Lakeisha and Temple Spencer, praise God. We count it a joy and an opportunity. Amen. To be here. Amen.
Yes.
Again, before you and before the presence of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. To break the bread of life that sustains us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It ain't everything that cometh off the table, praise God, unless it's coming off the table of God that sustains us. But the word of God will take us into eternity. Amen. And that word for the day is our faith. Oh, bless his holy name. Amen.
Yes,
I hope somebody got something out of this. I know I did. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And Job, glory be to God. He's a good one to look and see. Amen. Where God took him from. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. And took him through and brought him out.
Jesus.
He will do the same thing for us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because
the enemy don't like us no way. But who cares? Who cares? Ain't nobody mad but the enemy. And we don't care. Because we belong to God. Amen.
Amen.
We're in a royal priesthood, chosen generation. Amen.
Yes,
amen. And when God makes his promises to us, he don't go back and he don't change them.
Yes.
We know this. But the devil, he could paint you a little shiny, pretty thing. Amen. To get you off track. Amen.
Amen.
To get you out of alignment. Don't let him do it. No matter how it hurts, no matter how you got to go through a trial or tribulation, praise God. You keep your faith in God no matter what.
Amen.
And run on and see what the end is going to be in Christ Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. God bless you, prophetess. And God bless you, mother. Amen.
God bless you.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Amen.
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 All right. Y'all over there in Germany. Okay. I hope you got something. The Gates. Was ist los? Amen. Jesus Christ is the los. Amen.
Yeah.
Faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Is the deal on today. Glory be to his name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So listen. Come on back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Amen. Well, we can come back before the Lord in prayer, in supplication. Amen. And get what we need from the Lord once again. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Let him overfill your cup with his anointing power and favor. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
And do the same for your households, your marriages, and your family.
Yes.
Oh, bless his holy name.
Amen.
God, we thank you. And God, we praise you. Until we meet again, remember, don't forget the family prayer. Jesus is going to meet us there.
Amen.
When we all gather at the altar, praise God, don't forget the family prayer. And remember, God loves you, and so do I. You have a God-blessed night in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
make it the cry of your heart. I want to see.